And he played. What happened in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
You never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Yes, right, milkman, yes. Tonight is all about yes. Yes, tonight, everybody.
What do you think?
Say yes, everybody, yes.
Yes, everybody, yes.
Milkman, what's the word of the night?
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
You get a gold star already, Milkman. Good work. Good work, man. Can't get one past you. Hey, everybody, Madhouse Radio has started. Madhouse Radio on the air. Oh. It is July the 19th. It is Thursday. It is 10:14 p.m. We started on time tonight, man. Usually we're not starting yet. Tonight we started right at 10 o'clock. All right. Thank you, everybody who's here with us tonight. Everybody listening. We have 49 listeners here to start the show. Very sexy. Very good. Madhouse Radio Network is now broadcasting. In full effect, we are without TalkShoe. TalkShoe.com is down tonight, unfortunately, but we are still on our flagship station, which is 98.6 The Mouth over at MadhouseLive.com.
98.6
That's right.
The Mouth.
More importantly, of course, is none other than PCUradio.com, Prank Call Underground Radio, the station that started it all. PCU Radio. Thank you, Ted. Thank you.
And rocking the world.
Yeah, Milkman. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. La 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 la. I'm in a good mood tonight. Whoopy boopy boo.
Hey, man. Cool.
Yeah. Milkman, try to speak up.
I'm out on parole.
There you go.
You're on parole tonight, man.
Really? Why are you on parole? What happened?
What happened?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing, man. It's a good thing, man.
Good. I hope you passed your test. Your drug test.
I tested all the drugs that were available, and a good time.
Good. Good. But they can't test you for Jesus, and I know you have Jesus in your heart, man. Yeah, it's here for Jesus, everybody.
All you doubters out there, fear not.
Athena's here, the future Miss Carlito's here in studio. She's here. She's not going to say anything.
Yay.
Yeah, and of course, as we said before, Jesus is here with us, man. Jesus is here with us tonight.
Oh, he's with us all. Yeah, he's with us all.
Yeah, this first hour of the show is brought to you by Jesus. We don't have any sponsors tonight. Our sponsors have left us. So at least we have Jesus.
Last week was brought us Wheaties. This week is brought to you by
Wheaties last week? That's right. Hey, wow, man. We lost that contract already. Excuse me. Well, I was trying to be a little upbeat here. Is Lonesome Loser around? I mean, we don't have any numbers to call.
Yes, he is.
Where's he at? He is? Good. Yes. Well, thank you for reporting that. Lonesome Loser, make yourself heard, known, and all and such. Bam. And things of this nature.
Like that.
Got a lot of people listening and joining in the chat room already. If you're not in the chat room, go to PCUradio.com. That's the home of Prank Call Underground Radio. Join the chat room, why don't you? Join it now. Do it. Make it so. If not, you can reach us here outside of the chat room on the Instant Messengers. On AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Messenger. That is Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo Messenger users. Madhouse Radio, MSN Messenger users, MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com, MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com, MSN, and the best thing to do if you missed all that, because I said it fast and I don't feel like repeating it five times tonight, you just want to go over to MadhouseLive.com, MadhouseLive.com, where you can submit your prank requests, You can subscribe to the podcast or the newsletter, and you can also see the various methods for messaging us throughout tonight's live broadcast. And we're not going to go too late tonight because I do have stuff to do tomorrow early. I have an early day of work tomorrow, so we will go on probably until midnight Eastern Standard Time or just before that. In the meantime, as I said before, be sure to go to madhouselive.com. There was an update there. I believe we had 5 or 6 new prank calls that were added to the podcast yesterday, as well as the anniversary episode from last week, which went very well. That's up there also, and I believe we also have the episode from June the 14th, I believe, is up there also. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you use an iPod or if you use a podcatcher or a feeder or whatever it is that you listen to podcasts with these days. That's how you will do it. My iPod is completely broken. It does not make go anymore. It does not go. My iPod broken.
Wow. Man, I took my iPod and I hooked it right onto my pacemaker.
Oh, man.
And I put it on like a Metallica mosh session, dude. And I was like popping wheelies around here. Whoa, darn. Rascal Scooter, man. It was terrible, man.
Did you get high? Good deal. I bet you that was a wicked trip, man.
I mean, I was like wasted, dude. There was like Lars coming.
Yeah, Lars, man. That Lars Ulrich guy. Man, that jerk, that sellout. Metallica is a bunch of sellouts. Sellout whites, they sold out. But sellouts. This is a little loud here. Let's turn that down a little bit. All right. Well, I don't know. We can do prank calls, of course, tonight. If you want to send them in to us, do that on the website. You can email them at madhouseradio@gmail.com. The website does have a request a prank feature where you can send in your details. We will prank call someone for you free of charge. Unlike the competition, we will do that free of charge for you. No charge, no charge, free. Did I say free? Did I say free? Yeah, and the toll-free line will be open later tonight.
Right.
The toll-free line will be open later tonight. Milkman, what is that number?
That number is 888-278-8509. That's right. We drop the dime and give it 888-278-8509.
Wow, that's really, you're really breaking up there a bit. But again, that is 888-278-8509. That is where you can reach us tonight. In a little bit. Not yet. Not now. The lines are closed. Well, we have 2 quick news articles here to mention real quick. If you don't mind, Milkman, I'll take some time out here for the news. Madhouse Radio.
Yeah, we'd like to find out what's going on. The world keeps up posting, please.
Not much, really. Michael Vick has been indicted for dogfighting. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick faces criminal charges and a possible prison sentence for allegedly participating in an enterprise that trained pit bulls for death matches in which spectators bet on the outcome. Is dogfighting that bad of a thing? Milkman, have you been to a dogfight before or a cockfight? I've been to a cockfight before.
Oh, actually, they have them here all the time, even though they're illegal. I mean, even the police... Individually, even as a payment. It's really business.
Yeah. Well, cockfighting is legal in Puerto Rico, I understand. It is a legal venture there. It is the national pastime, pretty much, right outside of baseball. You can actually go to legal rooster cockfighting events and whatnot.
And dogfighting, too.
Dogfighting? I don't think dogfighting is legal there, man. I really don't think. But it's done underground.
It's supposed to be illegal, but I mean, it's participated by official government officials, police officers, and officers. So, call it what you like, but they're all involved.
Wow, that's sad. That's sad. Well, apparently, Michael Vick, you know, he's a football player, a quarterback, I understand. And he was involved personally in organizing these kennels in his home and dogfighting, and he actually participated, apparently, allegedly, in the execution of 8 of these animals who were apparently, I believe, they were killed by various methods, including hanging, drowning, slamming, and slamming the dog's bodies to the ground. So that is Michael Vick for you, a class act.
Wait a minute. That's not dogfighting. That is... freaking animal abuse.
Well, basically, if a dog died, they would kill the dog. And, I mean, man, how are you going to hang a dog, man? I mean, at least shoot the dog. I mean, if you're going to be a dick, don't just hang the poor guy, man. Poor thing. Poor pit bulls. Gentle creatures.
And do us all a favor. What kind of animal deserves that kind of treatment?
None. Poor dogs. So, yeah, free the dogs, free pit bulls, and Michael Vick should rot in hell.
You're a donkey, Mr. Bush.
Yes. Very good. He is a donkey. This does give him that.
You are a donkey, Mr.
Vick. Okay. And the last news story here real quickly is, I don't know, have you heard of the 747 that the U.S. Air Force has developed with an airborne laser? Have you heard of that whole deal, how that's going to work exactly, Milkman?
Is it the Martian special model?
No, basically the Air Force has been working for several years. They take a 747, the Air Force rather, and they outfit it with this big chemical laser, and it's going to be used to fire a directed energy weapon at the speed of light, and it can basically zap any ballistic missile that's being launched in the boost phase before it even gets anywhere. They could essentially just fry missiles before they become a threat. So yeah, they tested one here recently during the week, and it successfully targeted its target, and the target was targeted, and the target was destroyed. So great. Now we don't have to worry.
You know, I actually remember the early preliminary testing of the first two targets. What was that? September of 2001, man, right there in New York, man.
Yeah, man.
Guided planes.
Yeah. You want to know something funny? we're doing a live show. I completely forgot to kick PCU stream. How stupid am I? So right now we've only been listened to by, wow, 8 people. Well, hey, you guys listened to an exclusive show. I totally forgot to kick the PCU stream. How embarrassing.
That's why I get messy. You guys do it.
I just looked at the chat room and everybody's like, where's the live show? Oh, wow. Well, we started on time. Hang on, let me bring PCU aboard. All right, Milkman, go ahead and cut the music if you could, Milkman, please.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I was here for a right here in my mask. Oh.
I have an apology. Apparently, I'm so stupid that I didn't kick the PCU stream. So you guys have missed a tremendous show. We've had 10 prank calls that you missed already. It's some of the best prank calls we've ever done.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Donkey.
Yep, yeah, we had some great prank calls you guys missed, so I'm sorry about that, but that was stupid. That was very stupid. DTT hacked us, apparently, so yeah. Sorry about that, folks. No, seriously, I forgot to kick the PC stream.
We got IP locked here.
I forgot to kick the stream. We haven't done much of anything. We did news stories and whatnot. You didn't miss anything. Don't worry, but we're back. So yeah, here we are. And now for, what were we talking about anyway? Doing prank calls, right? Was that the deal?
Oh, okay, yeah. The news was that DT is back, and he hacked the Mad House Central stream and delayed our entrance into the PCU stream. We're back.
Yeah.
We got a great conference line here, courtesy of Sir Nunu, king of the soundboard pranks.
Heck yeah,
England.
King of the soundboards, king of the soundboards, Nunu. And I also have we got some numbers in Manchester, England, brother, from none other than Lonesome Loser going on.
Oh, I love Manchester.
Going under the moniker of Bogart.
And them
tonight.
Green Manchester. Either, I'm telling you, they got some fine acts on them now.
Yeah, good. Those are very angry people in Manchester. They really need to work on that anger issues that they have. Yeah. So hey, Milkman, man, I've been smoking pipe tobacco, huh? How about that?
Cool, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, man, I am kind of a bit of a connoisseur of pipes and pipe tobacco. A few years ago, I used to smoke weed, and when I gave it up, I switched to smoking flavored tobaccos, and I got quite a bit of knowledge on that. So as you develop your direction, I can help you assist you there, man.
Is there a particular flavor you recommend? Should I be mixing honey with my tobacco before I smoke?
No. The point of a good pipe tobacco is that it is moist, but it's not wet. Pack is one of the very important things. The quality of the bowl also helps to add enjoyment of the smoke.
Well, I bought the
if you really smoke all the time, like weekly, a good smoke will have like 7 bowls. That's why the wood will actually soak up the liquid and create a really nasty, biting, burning taste. So I actually had a different bowl for every day of the week.
Really?
And it makes for a wonderful, enjoyable smoke. A pipe rack also allows the pipe to set in a position where all the seep back out of the stem and down into the bowl and keeps dry. And my favorite type of all is the Petersons. The Petersons cannot be beat. They are designed to remove the juice. And as you start smoking, you'll find out that the juice is a wicked, terrible thing when you're not expecting it.
I haven't seen any juice yet. I've been using the cheapest corn cob pipe. It cost me $9. And it's literally it's a corn cob at the end of it. I mean, it's not a joke.
Right. It is.
I wonder how they got the cob.
I to start out right away, but they do start soaking up, and after a while, it's going to get a real funky taste, and you're going to be like, ready to pitch it, and you may even get discouraged and disgusted, but it's only because the pipe is really not a pipe. Just get you a nice briar pipe and do fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nunu is reporting we should call that conference as soon as possible. It is taking place in Mr. Harold Trammell's suite. So we got breaking news. Let us cut everything off here real quick for Nunu. Milkman, cut the music again if you could, please. All right, good. All right, according to this, this is the 53rd Annual General Convention of the Children of the Confederacy. Well, all right, man. The South will rise again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Love them Yankees.
God love the South. Grew up here in the South. All right, so this is in Georgia, of course.
You said the Yankees out there.
They have a pool party going on, and there's a meeting taking place now in Harold Trammell's suite. So we will be calling the Children of the Confederacy. All right. Excuse me. Good.
All blessed and all in old glory.
Yes, that's good. Good one. That's right. The old glory and the stars and bars. We'll be right back with the first prank call of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Here it is.
I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agent.
Yes. I need Mr. Trammell's suite, please. Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Her pleasure.
Can you hear me?
Yes. No, they can't. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Be quiet.
Okay.
Behave.
All right.
Okay. Dead four.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the Trammell suite?
Yes. Yes.
Hi. I've been advised here by the pool department to give you folks a call. Apparently, are you folks scheduling some type of issue here at the pool right now? Hello?
Hold on. I've got somebody that will take care of you.
Please hurry.
Kelly, I didn't mean to sound so desperate when I called her.
Oh, desperate. Hello? Yes, hi, is this Shelly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Jack Valenti here at the front desk.
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you folks schedule this issue here at the pool tonight?
Yes, we have permission to use the pool till around 11 or a little after with Mrs. Duprat.
Okay, well, unfortunately, someone here with Mrs. Duprat's office, rather her party, has informed us that someone has apparently defecated inside the pool itself.
Oh, my goodness. Like a small child?
No, it was a grown gentleman. I think he's a little drunk.
Well, they may not be in our group, because we've been at the Springer Opera House.
He said he's with the convention, is what he's telling us.
Well, I will come down on my way.
Hey, can I put you on hold for just a moment, please?
I
need to put you on hold for a moment, please. Just one moment, please, okay? Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
One moment, please. Okay, yeah, this is very serious here. You understand we're going to have to drain this whole pool?
Sir, I am on my way down.
Okay, but this is going to max out your deposit on the room for your stay. You understand?
Please let me come down there, please.
I would rather
I'm on
you...
my way. I'm coming right now. I'd rather speak to you in your face, okay? I'm on my way.
And what is my name?
I do not know, but you said you were at the front desk.
Jack Valenti, yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ma'am, you have 2 minutes to come down here.
Sir, I'm going to have to wait.
Ma'am, can I put you on hold for just one moment, please,
I'm
ma'am?
I'm on my way.
No one goes out for Nunu. All right, we need to get their room number, however, but we're getting started with with them. Let me clear this line here.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
man.
Oh, you handled that stuff good.
Man, so let's just pump this.
Just there like a little puppy.
That'll teach you to be Confederalists. That was kind of fun. Good work, Nunu, with that one. We will check in with them later. Oh, Lord.
The pool defecated.
Oh, Lord. Someone don't shit in the pool. All right, good.
Oh, God. I'm going to flush my poop.
Oh, man. All right. You know what? I'm going to call immediately right back now that I know Shelly's name. Let me try to get them back here. Hang on. Before she gets to the front desk. Hang on.
To my nigga Slick Rick. For those who don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who with me, sing that shit. Has it go a little something like this?
Yes, this is the Trammell Suite.
Yes, it is.
Hello there, how are you doing there, ma'am?
You're fine.
Yes, hello. My name is Leotis Jackson, and I'm here with cleaning services. Did you know that someone don't taking a shit in the pool over here? Okay. And that's how you kill it, apparently. You know, you guys didn't get to hear that.
You asking what room is the turd built to?
Yeah, what room should we build? Okay, we'll check in with him much later. Alert, Sector 7.
It's a maintenance emergency number.
Yeah. I was going to play the black guy with the turd alert, but apparently they're not going to have it, so bleh, whatever. Okay, well, that was that.
That reminds me of that famous Wanda Sykes quote, "The turd in the backseat." That is one of my all-time favorites.
That's an oldie but a goldie. Oldie but a giddy.
Yes, classic.
Yes, it was. Well, we'll check on with them later. We'll see how that went. In the meantime.
How'd the turd escapade go?
Can you imagine that conversation? Yeah, I just got a call from the front desk said that someone took a shit in the pool. No. Not that we know of, no. Oh, man. Okay. Well, we've got the Godly Stud Farm in England. Hyde, England. All right, so we'll get...
Uh-huh.
In Hyde, England, this is the stud farm. I guess they breed horses, perhaps? I don't know. We'll find out here in a moment. Let's give them a call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's give them a call and see what is going on.
Original gangster.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service. The person you are calling is unable to take your call.
Oh, crap.
Please leave your message after the tone. To reach...
All right, well, instead, we will have to call someone else here. We will call... We have Samantha home. Let's see here. The Bull... Milkman, do you remember us calling a pub called the Bull's Head? Do you remember that at all?
Nope. Yeah, it was like about 2 weeks ago.
And what happened? I don't remember.
Sent in a number for an English pub, and it's funny. I do remember. I don't remember details, but it was funny actually.
I don't remember it for some reason, but I can try calling it. It's vaguely familiar. Lonesome has also sent in a number for this Samantha Home in Manchester and Terrence Cleaver in Manchester, England as well. So we have those on deck.
Yeah.
Yep. Nunu is helping me out with this conference stuff. You know, my I haven't had the juice lately as far as prank calls have gone, especially with conventions. He recommends we get the room number and send them some watermelon and fried chicken. That's a very good idea. Very good idea.
Well, you know, I know that you've been usually challenged. You are an engaged man now.
I am. Athena has been squeezing my juice, if you know what I mean. Oh.
Squish my lemon.
And we have breaking news from Braden Ramirez is giving us breaking news here on AOL Instant Messenger.
Is he out of the closet again?
No. In the next Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter book, I guess, or the movie. No, it's the book. Mad-Eye Moody dies, Voldemort messes up his spell and kills himself, Fred dies, Dobby dies, Hedwig dies, Ron marries Hermione, Harry marries Ginny, and has three kids. You know, I've never read any of those books, but there you go. So if you were looking forward to reading the Harry Potter book, I don't know what he's talking about, but apparently they all die and get married and have sex. So, woo, all right, good. Isn't that? I think that's the last book that's coming out. That's the last one that's coming out. Smooth Stunner was confirming that we lost PCU earlier, but okay, thank you. No longer lost. Hawk fan Poop says we should get Athena to prank. Athena, do you want to prank tonight? No, thank you, she says. Sorry, we tried. Can't say I didn't try, but I tried. I tried, man. I tried. Surprise, surprise. All right, so we will call that conference later, Nunu. Stand by.
You know, one night, we're going to have to get a lady special like an hour of calls, like her sweet kisses and Ellie and Neo and all the famous women over here. You know, just have a little call around. I think it'd be hilarious.
Right. Why is Poop banned right now? Is there a reason that Poop was banned? Am I allowed to know? Did he do something?
No, nope. He's not banned. He flooded the room and then...
All right, I'm banning him. He said it was an accident, so there we go. If he does it again, you're on notice here, Poop. Don't do it again. Watch it with the Knicks. The Knicks did it. There you go, Poop. You're unbanned now, brother. He sent in some numbers here, so let's try to call at least one of them. It's not going to work, but we've got the same numbers he always sends. Let's see here. We got a 7-Eleven with a crazy Arab guy. We can try to call that. This is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. After that, we will call one of Lonesome Loser's number, and then after that, we will numbers, that is, and after that, we will call the conventioners once again. So stand by here for a 7-Eleven. That was a shotgun. OG, original gangster. OG, original
gangster. OG, original gangster. Hello? Hello, is this the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Are you not supposed to answer 7-Eleven when you first pick up the call, sir?
What answer?
You didn't say 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Is this the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Then why didn't you say 7-Eleven?
I don't have a time to say 7-Eleven. I'm busy here.
Oh, stupid asshole. Hey, how many debit cards you have there right now?
Debit cards?
Yeah, I left a debit card there. I'm trying to see how many debit cards you got.
What debit card?
The debit card with the Visa logo on it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's a debit card. You know what that is?
No.
How do you pay with a card there? I left my debit card at the 7-Eleven. Do you understand?
I understand, but I didn't find any card here.
You didn't look?
Yeah.
Where did you look?
Where you lost it?
In the roses?
No, I said where you leave it?
In the 7-Eleven.
I know, ATM machine or is it a counter?
When you pay, that's where I use a debit card, you know.
1 minute.
Oh, God.
Not here, buddy. Yet.
Not here?
No.
How many times did you look?
How many times? Maybe 10 times.
You looked 10 times?
Yeah.
You didn't find anything?
No.
Do you know the machine that you use to make the sandwiches?
Yes.
Did you look on there?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you have any Cuban sandwiches right now?
Yeah, Cuban sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah, five.
You have five of them?
Yep.
All right, can you put one on the grill for me?
Okay.
How many are you going to put on the grill?
How many do you want?
Five.
Five?
7 dozen donuts.
No problem, my friend.
Hey, shove it up your ass.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And give me my debit card, and if I find a single fucking charge in it, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to take all those donuts you have, and I'm going to make you eat them backwards. You understand?
I understand.
You know how you eat it backwards?
You know.
How? How are you going to eat it backwards?
I don't know. That's what I say. I don't know. You come and show me.
I'm going to push it in your butthole slowly.
No, you come and make it.
Oh, yeah.
You do the practical thing. I know how it happens.
You're a practical joker, sir.
Okay.
And I'm tired of you joking around stealing my debit card.
No. Play around with your debit card. Nobody play around
with
your debit card.
I don't care if there's one charge on the debit card for every dollar, you're going to eat one donut through your ass.
All right.
Through your asshole.
Okay.
How big is the asshole you got on you? Huh? That's it. He's done. He gave up on his
mouth.
Dunkashan.
Stealing my debit card, man. Don't do that. Oh, man. I'm clapping into the microphone. Listen. That's how good that call was. Yeah. Oh, I got crap in my eye now. Well, any suggestions, Milkman, that we could do with this convention here that you're sending more information in on it, I see here? Hello, Milkman. Okay. I don't understand why Milkman can't hear me, but I'm talking to him. I'm talking to you, Milkman. Well, I guess Milkman can't hear me right now. Maybe he lost his ass. He can hear me before, but he can't now. Let me try to make sure that everything's turned off here correctly, and yes, it is. So it is not me. It is Milkman. Regardless, let me make sure that... All right, Milkman, are you around or what? What's going on? I don't hear him at all. Milkman, try to restart your computer if you can. Or just restart TeamSpeak. In the meantime, I'm going to be making a prank call here to Bogart. One of Bogart's number, rather. Lonesome Loser's number here. We have the Bull's Head Pub, who apparently we called previously. We'll be calling them right now. Thank you for holding on, folks. And let me know in the chat room if you hear me fine. You know, I'm getting a report from Milkman that I sound bad on the phone. I don't think that's the case, but if that's the case, please let me know. I don't think that's the case. I think Milkman has a problem with his computer machine tonight. And that's okay if he does. It's not a big deal. We'll get down to the bottom of it eventually.
There you go, man. Good to hear you, Milkman. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's that funny noise? Bloop, 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 bloop. Hello?
Hello?
What's that funny noise?
How am I supposed to know? Who are you?
I am the super from the building. How are you?
The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
Yeah? The pub?
Yeah, I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the American who owns your company now.
Well, we're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
Jack Valenti. I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning. It's evening over here in America still.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me. I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late. I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire
me. You know what?
I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Hey, you cunt, you're fired. That's it. Get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you.
Full of shit.
You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me, I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off? Because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
Tell you what, if you're the owner, you come down here now.
I can't
come
now.
Come down here now to the pub.
I'm in America, remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the job.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing
really?
You.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really.
Yeah,
good,
you.
Glad.
A lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you? And
yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in there all the time. He said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him. And it hit
really
him.
Really did. Oh, do you know what?
On
you're
the head.
An absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
to... No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. Don't know who you are.
Do you not speak English?
You're just an absolute... You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
No, so be it.
Okay, then get out of
so
my...
So be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman who's...
You know what my name is?
Yes.
What am I called?
Mijulie.
You got that one wrong then, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this documentation.
No, you haven't got a clue. What's the name of this pub?
I have your social security number. It's the Bull's Head, but
you
it's...
You haven't got... Have you really? Yeah, I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name.
You make a living out of doing this.
I'm changing...
We phoned here before.
Oh, really?
We phoned here.
How do you know?
We phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you were all just happened to be sleeping on the job now, huh? Sleeping on the job.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valenti from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker-off.
A want-to-off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Go look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know. Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Is it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America?
Well, here in the UK, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here, where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
If you were such a good businessman,
and
wouldn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
You would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You've got to have a good chat with the wanker at the end of the
Hello?
What's her problem? What crawled up her ass and died?
Who are you?
I'm asking what crawled up her ass and died. I'm the new owner of the pub, and I had to fire her already.
I can't understand a fucking word you're saying, mate.
I don't understand her either, mate. Do you hear the way she's
talking? I understand you.
Do you hear the way she's talking to me, brother?
Yeah, I understand. It's perfectly understandable.
But why? It's 3:45 in the morning. She's talking to me like that. I had to fire her. Can you make sure she doesn't steal anything out of the cash register, please? Sir?
You made me laugh, you really do.
Well, good, I'm happy.
I feel sorry for you, you know.
Okay, good.
I really do feel sorry for you.
Look, if you want to keep...
How sad are you? How sad are you doing this?
How sad?
Really?
I don't understand that word, sad.
You don't understand it, no.
I think
so
it's
that just puts the ice on the cake. You don't understand that.
It's a British translation.
Mental institute, mate.
I think it's a British translation thing. I don't know. I don't understand.
I think it's just American stupid shit.
Hey, you watch it, because we saved you.
What the fuck are you going to do?
We saved your ass, you stupid limey bastard.
What the fuck are you going to do?
World War II, buddy. You remember that. You remember all those men who died.
Remember the war that's going on now, all the Englishmen that you've killed.
Yeah. You know what? You owe us more. You owe us more. Keep sending them. Keep sending them. You and your fucking British royal family bullshit. You've ruined everything.
I'm not having this conversation with you.
You are ingrate, and that's why I bought your pub. You know what? You're fired. You're fired, too.
Yeah, okay.
You're fired. You're both fired. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Get out.
Make me.
Get out of my pub. I'm on my way now. Look, I'm in my helicopter
now. You're on your way now. Yeah, all right.
I'm in
my... Come round there.
I'm a big movie star.
Well, all right. When you come round there, make sure you bring people with you, because your face will be in the fucking ground.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Right.
The ground? What?
Yeah, the floor.
You're a wanker.
The floor.
You're a wanker.
Yeah.
Wanker.
Your face will be...
Wanker.
Pressed against the floor.
Wanker.
With my foot.
Do you know...
you understand wanker, do you?
I don't know what wanker what.
So why are you saying it then?
Can I talk to her? Can I talk to her again, please?
Pardon?
Can I talk to the nice lady again, please?
No, you can't.
She has a lot to say back there. She's a chicken. She's a yellow chicken.
Is she?
That's
my mother.
That's why we kicked your ass. That's why we kicked your ass. That's why we kicked your ass in the colonies. And that's why we had to save you, because you vaginas were going to get beat up by Hitler.
I've got no understanding of what you are saying.
And France...
You psychopath.
You didn't help France out,
you
and we had to go save you. You're a psychopath.
You're a fucking weirdo.
You're an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic, sir. You're an alcoholic.
You might be.
You might be.
But that's got nothing to do with...
Well, I've got a blood test here that says you are.
Oh, you're a fucking weirdo, you.
Yeah. I'm sexual,
really,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got a fucking screw loose.
Is that your old lady?
You've got a screw loose, haven't you?
I'm asking you questions. Are you drunk?
I don't give a fuck who...
I do! I'm the owner of the business!
Ooh.
I'm the owner of the business! Give me your social security number, please.
I love to meet you.
Give me your social security number. Now.
What?
Give me your social security number, please.
What are you talking about?
Your social security number.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Hey, I'm taping the conversation, too. Ask her.
Good.
And she sounds so sexy.
I'm in my own home.
She sounds so sexy in the conversation. Let me tell you something. You must be so fortunate to be married to a woman like that.
Why would it be?
Because look how she sounds. You let her talk to you like that all the time?
Yeah, because it's my mom, you muppet.
That, really?
You stupid tosser.
What's that mean? A what? A tosser what?
Yeah, well...
I don't understand that, sir. I don't understand.
You don't understand the fucking thing.
That doesn't make any
sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make no sense.
You don't... So you're having sexual relations with your mother?
If you wish to think that, yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, where's your wife?
What?
Did you eat her?
Yeah.
Because you're fat, disgusting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alcoholic.
Yeah.
The lot of you are alcoholics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all you know how to say, because you're retarded.
Yeah. I'm retarded. I'm retarded, and you're ringing someone's house. So it's nearly 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's not 5 o'clock over here, stupid.
But it is over here.
What? Look at your clock. Look at your clock.
How sensitive are you?
Do you know how to subtract six from a number, stupid?
What planet are you on?
Huh?
What planet are you on?
I'm not at liberty to say that.
You're not at liberty to say what planet you're
on. I don't have to say. This is America. I don't have to answer any of your questions, sir.
Do you know what planet means?
Yes, I do.
So what planet are you on?
And I told you I'm not at liberty as an American to tell you anything about where I'm at. That's a right as an American.
Planet.
Sir, this is America, and I don't have to tell
you. You understand the word planet, like Earth. Earth is a planet.
Yeah, maybe I'm on. Maybe I'm on Earth. Where do you want me to be from?
Where's America then? Is America on planet?
Yes,
planet Earth.
It should be.
It is. It should be.
We should name this planet America. America
what?
Earth. America's Earth.
I wish you could come down. Please come here.
Well, I own the pub.
I really would.
I'm coming tomorrow, sir. I'll be there by noon. I'm getting...
By noon in your time or noon in our time?
Noon in your time.
In our time.
I'm in my helicopter now.
So you're in your helicopter now, are you? Yeah.
Yes. I'm an American helicopter.
An American helicopter.
The best country. I want you to say right now, America is the greatest country in the world.
America is not the greatest.
Yes, it is. It said so in my history book, it says it.
Well, that lies to you, mate. It really does lie to you.
My government doesn't lie.
Sorry?
My government doesn't lie.
Oh, it does.
No.
Believe me.
No. When the Muslim devils take over the world, who do you think is going to save it? America, again. Again.
America hasn't saved anyone.
We stopped the Nazis, we stopped the Vietnamese, and
we didn't.
We stopped the Nazis, the Vietnamese, the Russians, we stopped them, and we're going to stop the sick Muslims.
The British, that, mate.
No, the British didn't do anything. Where were you during Vietnam, huh?
I wasn't alive, mate.
Yeah, exactly, right, you weren't alive. You were probably smoking... How many pots did you smoke during Vietnam?
You're a fucking psycho.
How many pots do you smoke?
What are you talking about?
How many pots do you smoke?
What are you on? You're not on this planet whatsoever, are you?
Yeah, I'm Planet America.
You're not.
Yeah.
America isn't a planet, mate.
Mm-hmm. It is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
America.
It is. There wouldn't be if it wasn't for America. It wasn't for America, there wouldn't be a planet Earth right now. We saved it from the evil Nazis and the Vietnamese, and from the Russians, and now we're going to save it from the Iraqis.
No, you didn't, mate.
The biggest threat to the world is Iraq.
No, the biggest threat to this world is you, to be honest.
And our leader, the God bless his name, George W. Bush, was sent by God. To save us all. Save you, too.
What?
Saving the free world, the great leader, President Bush. His name be praised.
A great leader?
Yes, his name be
Bush
praised.
Is a great leader, is
sir,
it?
You better say his name be praised whenever you say his name.
Bush is a piece of shit, mate.
Hey.
Piece of shit.
Do not speak of the prophet like that.
Piece of shit.
Hey, that's the prophet.
Piece of shit.
That is like Jesus you're talking about.
No, Jesus.
Jesus was brother Bush. Hey, what you?
Oh, dude.
Look, if how many letters are in Jesus? No. Milkman, shut up. How many letters are in Jesus?
Don't fucking tell me to shut up, you piece of shit.
Hey, how many letters are in Jesus?
What?
How many letters are in Jesus?
Does it matter?
I'm asking you. See, you're so retarded, you don't even know.
Asking what radio station he's from.
Did you hear that? Asking what radio station he's from.
Oh, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6 The Mouth.
Yeah! You're on 98.6 The Mouth. What's going on, brother?
It probably is.
It's 98.6 The Mouth. What's up?
Hello, can you read out?
What?
Hello.
Who's this?
How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hello?
You're on 98.6 The Mouth.
What?
I said you're
98.6.
You're on 98.6 The Mouth.
Oh, jolly good.
Good.
How are you today?
Okay. Who is this?
Who are you?
Can I speak to the woman, please?
No, you can't bloody speak to the woman.
All right, you're getting boring now. I'm gonna go.
I'm boring?
Yes, you are.
You're gonna go? Why am I boring?
We've lost 4 listeners since we started talking to you.
Pardon?
We've lost 4 listeners since we started talking to you. Back on
the phone. You've lost 4 listeners since you started talking to me.
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Oh, listen to me, you fucking yank riot, my fucking mum prick face.
Tell your mother to shut her big fucking trap up.
Oi, listen to me.
Oi.
Oi.
Tell her to shut up.
Oi, boom boy! Yeah?
What?
Right?
Shoot
your face.
Bag.
You hear that? Satan's talking.
I'm a yank!
Okay, we're gonna go. Bye!
Toothless hag.
Here we go.
Jesus.
What's the police going to do to me? I'm in America, the greatest country in the world.
That woman was hilarious.
Oh man,
God,
she went off, dude.
I get that whole call because I had to restart my computer and I come up in the middle of that.
Oh man, look, man.
You won't get it.
She was like...
The problem is...
Yeah, she lost. She's like, ask him what radio station he's from. Yeah, really. No kidding. Oh, that was good.
Excellent. Touché, Carlito, hermano. He's back. He's back. Heavyweight contender.
Yeah, heavyweight for sure. I'm glad you guys can enjoy that.
All 380 pounds of lust.
Excuse me, that's right. That's right. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
You better send that whole thing to me. Yeah, I've got to hear that again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that later.
I had
she
to restart my computer.
Yeah, she said she remembered me.
I'm about to go on the stream, actually.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, man, good. We're going to take a break here real quick. We're going to take a quick break here, about 5 minutes. We will come back and do some more prank calls. We're going to call that convention again, right?
Okay.
Still got some time left on the show, so don't panic.
Oh, too hard.
Milkman, you really enjoyed that last prank call. You really did. Killer P was suggesting that we... actually, Killer P sent us a number for an Iraqi oil drilling service. Well, that's probably very expensive. I don't think we can call Iraq, but we could try. But no, we're not going to try, man. It's too expensive. Good idea, but yeah, it'll probably cost us about $10 a minute or something like that. We have more numbers from Lowe's and Loser. We can still call here. We have Samantha Home, Terrence Cleaver. We got the grocery store. We've got Elsie Bolton in Manchester.
Any more Manchester numbers, please call them.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah, no pressure, Lonesome. No problem. We're going to do it about another hour, so don't go too crazy. Take a break. Enjoy the show, man. You deserve it. Everybody also deserves it, too.
Send in a few numbers, a few names of other individuals in the conference.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so we'll hit those up first when we come back, like I promised. Let's see. We got a request for Jack Masterson calls here, so we're definitely going to have to do that soon.
Do
a Jack Masterson call.
A Jack Masterson or a Fat Albert in ages.
Yeah,
I haven't heard most of those guys for a long time, man.
Yeah, the characters have been out for a while. Yeah, that's right. We also have, you know what? We have three submissions here for. Actually, we have four submissions here for prank call requests. Someone's asking for a Charlie Patton call here, apparently. Ask how much holy water his bathtub can hold, how many phones we can drop in him. That's funny. So that's from Royale, C.
That
Royale.
That has to be the cheese taker of all. That definitely was very worthy of the number one award.
The number one prank call the second year of the show was that one for sure. That was a very...
Thank you, Sweet Kissers, for your wonderful contribution. Carlito and I love you.
Yeah, we've got a number for a guy named Joseph, who is a big wrestling fan, a big Yankee fan. He's also a fan of Blink 182. He's a very big time Terminator fan. Hates Lord of the Rings, Paper Mario, and hates Element skateboards. And hates being proved wrong. Well, okay, we'll prove him wrong. We got someone else here sent in, a friend of theirs named Daniel, who's addicted to the Transformers, collects all the action figures. Is a mama's boy and has to be right about everything, don't they all? All right, Milkman, thank you. Thank you for letting me know about that. And what else here? They don't. We got also a Joe who doesn't like being told that he is old and that she has a toy boy. Ooh, a very angry person who's never happy, who apparently has a boy toy. In London, no less, even. Oh, we got a submission actually for a London number here. Good. Good deal. So we're gonna pass and take a break here real quick, and we'll do those calls when we come back. In the meantime, you are listening to Madhouse Radio. It's 11:17 Eastern Standard Time, Thursday the 19th. We'll be right back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Live right here on 98.6 The Mouth.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die. I'm a Texas guy, now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
About 10 minutes ago, a guy tried to break in my truck.
be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, it's a long way of Tampa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
1970-something, nigga, I was fucked to death. My mom was late, so I had to plan my escape out the skins.
And we're back. Madhouse Radio is back on the air.
Right back in the madhouse.
98.6.
ML. Right. We are back, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Second half of the show is about to begin. We'll see how we do.
Just returning from a grand slam in Manchester. Carlito.
Yeah, that was a good call, man. Well, let's move on. Let's do another one that's good. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to call in, the toll-free line is now open, 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is now open. That number, again, is 1-888-278-8509. Thank you for talking over it. Again, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. There, maybe you heard it that time. Yes. So call in now. Be heard. Do a prank call with us if you want, even. We're calling England tonight. Nunu has sent in, wow, a bunch of people who are staying at that at convention, huh? He sent me a bunch of those numbers.
All right, man, he's got a freaking shitload of them.
He's got a whole list of, he's got a whole hit list. And he's not even American. He doesn't know much about the revolution, I'm assuming. They were busy with their own problems back then during the revolution. No.
He doesn't even like tea.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like tea? All right, good.
Yeah. He's a lager guy.
Cool. Nothing wrong with that. We all like that. We all like beer and lager. It's all good, baby.
I'm a Newcastle's ale kind of guy.
Yeah, I hear you talk about Newcastle's ale a lot, you know? I never tried it myself.
That is nice stuff, I'm telling you.
I've never had Guinness or Newcastle's or anything like that. No, nothing like that.
Guinness will put hair on your chest. Now that is a strong, bitter beer called a porter.
What's that?
That stuff is, yeah, it's stuff. But it's not bad. I like the foreign stuff actually better than I like the draft.
Really? Cool. Cool, man. All right, so we're going to continue here with the show. We're going to call next. Oh, man, I have no idea. You want to try that? Let's check in on that convention again. See what happened with that.
Let's check back in on the pool poop party.
Okay, we will. Here we go, folks. Just a moment.
I'm sorry. Was my music on?
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm sorry. I need the Trammel suite, please.
The what now?
Trammel suite, please.
Okay. Well, what are you getting?
Thank you. Sounds like crap again. Hey, what's going on? Is Shelly there?
You have the wrong room.
Oh, this is the Trammel Suite?
Yes, it is the Trammel Suite.
Well, I was talking to Shelly earlier. She's coming down about the pool problem. She never showed up.
She's been at the pool.
Okay, and what did she...
Just a minute.
Did she clean up the turd?
Yes, it wasn't Shelly at the pool just a few minutes ago when you were down there. Shelly Miller? Yes, she's down there.
Okay, did she clean up the turd?
Did she clean up the what?
The turd. Okay, well, can you put her on the line for me, please? I don't like to call around people, wake them up and stuff.
Shelly, no, she's not in the train.
Well, go get her for me, please. Make yourself useful and go get her for me, please.
Wait a minute, who is this?
My name is Jack Valente with the second desk.
And you just asked me to do what?
To make yourself useful and get Shelly on the phone.
Excuse me, I sure will.
Nuh-uh, she hung up on me.
This is Jack Masterson in maintenance.
This is Jack Masterson
in maintenance.
What was that noise? Sound like you're playing a video game over there, Milkman. What are you playing? Tetris?
No, it's Madhouse Alarm. I don't know if the Madhouse fire to start.
The Madhouse Alarm? Okay, right. Oh, that the Madhouse is going to start. Oh, you're late.
No, I'm on time. That's the normal time.
Oh, 11:30.
Improved Madhouse.
Yeah, the new and improved Madhouse is starting on time now. Woo! All right, good. Yeah, I'm afraid the phone sounds like shit again, brother. What are we going to do?
Them wires around, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. This new setup, it works when it does. It works good. When it doesn't, it sounds like crap. No. There we go. Let's call one of these submissions here to the website. Repo says we're invited to come drink. We're invited to go drink Canadian beer with them. Cool. We'll have to try that sometime.
Cool.
Cool, man. Repo, thanks.
Got Moose's Head.
Moose's Head, and what else do they drink up there? Killian's Red. Is that a Canadian beer? Killian's. I'm not sure if Killian's is a Canadian beer. I don't think it is. I don't know, dude. Anyway, so we continue on doing more prank calls here.
Get room numbers, you wanker.
And Hefe is a faggot. Hefe is a faggot. You have no idea what I'm talking about, but just remember that. Let's call the kid who's addicted to Transformers, okay? Transformers addict kid is coming up next here on The Mouth. And again, the toll-free line, if you want to call in, is... Yes, the toll-free line again is 888-278-8509. That's where you can reach us tonight. And here we go with the next prank call tonight. To the, what's this guy's name, Milkman? Daniel. Daniel, Daniel, Daniel. Here we go.
Danny. Danny.
Danny boy. Milkman, the phone card is dead. No more phone card, Milkman.
Oh, holy hell.
Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. What do we do? Any idea?
Well, you gotta take your pick. You want a $5 card or the gift card last week? You want a $10 card?
I don't know. If you want to give that card away, we can still give it away. Just save it. You know, I mean, we don't have to use that one.
Nah, I'm just gonna. Since the contest is over, I think I'm gonna donate it to somebody. Once the international calls here at PCU Network, I am now scratching off a brand new $10 Milkman special card right here, Mad Al special card.
Well, the contest for the Spooftil card, it's still out there. It just I guess it would be basically someone who could call in and actually do a good prank call with us. I offered it to that Cyan gay prank guy, but he didn't want it, so. All right.
Well, I mean, I thought the concept was for the contest for the card was that, you know, somebody, you know, would somehow compete or do something, have an answer possibly, you know, da 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 da. Anyway, look here in your G Talk.
Okay. All right, so we'll get that here in a moment. Milkman sending in a brand new, freshly scratched phone card so we can actually do some prank calls here. Thank you for bearing with us, yeah. Reclute is a freak. Yeah, that's not new. That is not new news, my friend. And there is the phone card. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Thank you, Milkman. And now we're going to try once again to do the next prank call.
Still
of tonight.
Sounds like crap.
Hello?
Hey, ¿qué pasa? Daniel?
Dad?
Is this Daniel? Can I speak with Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, man. I was wondering if you had any Optimus Prime figures.
Dad, is that you?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much.
No, seriously, do you have any Optimus Prime figures?
Why?
Because I'm looking to buy, like, the original Optimus Prime, man. The original Optimus Prime. Do you have the original one, like, from the 80s?
Yeah, that's not you, is it?
No, man, it's me, man. I'm Eddie, man. I'm looking for the original Optimus Prime.
Who is this?
Eddie, man.
Ed Tochi?
Eddie Garcia, man. You know Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the you have the original Optimus Prime, man.
I don't have him.
Do you have any Optimus Prime?
Not that I'm willing to give away.
I wanna buy it, man. You got the Constructicons? You got any of the Constructicons, man? Come on.
Nope.
I'm making you an offer for your Constructicons.
I don't have them.
Who win in a fight, the Constructicons or the Octopticons?
Eric, is that you?
No, man. I'm looking for the Constructicons, man. Come on. Give me the fucking Constructicons, man. Who win in a fight, the Constructicons or the Dinobots? Come on, stupid. Who win in a fight?
I don't know who this is, but...
I'm the man who's asking you a question about the Dinobots and the Constructicons. Who win in a fight, man? If you're such a Transformers genius, how come you don't know who win in a fight between the Constructicons and the Dinobots? Man, what's up with you? Talk to me, man. I'm gonna go down there and steal all of your things, man. Every single one of your things. I'm gonna take them all. He's gone. We'll try to call him back. Hang on.
Hi, this is Dan. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will call you back.
He sounds like a pervert.
Thank you.
Alright, that's the end of the Transformers kid, because he's not gonna answer again. Yeah, that was stupid. That is that. Thank you. We have a number for a some yum guy. Yeah. A some yum guy. Imagine that. There's actually a some yum guy out there. That one comes out from Eric on the website chatting with us. Cool, man. Cool. Maybe we'll hit that up next. Not next, but in a minute here. Hang on there, Eric. Hang on. Don't lose your pants. We have that Joe. They don't like being told they're old or that she has a toy bot. I guess it's a toy boy. I don't understand. This one's in England also. The name is Joe Eltis. Nickname is Miss Eltis. We'll call that next. Hang on, folks.
You have $9.
Oh, they hung up.
Please enter your destination number.
Try it again.
Pardon?
This is Miss Eltis.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I was wanting to call you with a little bit of concern. I'm with the British Association of Old People, and I wanted to know if you were willing to take a trip down here to America, where we're going to be conducting some age reversal tests. Your name has been submitted to a pool of people who are possibly else. That was so stupid. She's supposed to be a very angry person. Doesn't like to be called old.
You have 8:33:09 before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card.
I'm telling you, I'm losing the prank call juice, man. I used to be so good at this stuff. Now it's just like, eh. Miss Eltis. Why would you hang up on me, my dear? Please, don't go. This is important. It's a great opportunity. Please, we're not trying to get any pounds off of you. You understand, ma'am?
Well, it's 10:55 in the morning.
I know you're an old person. You're supposed to be awake at this time, right? Have you had your coffee yet? Hello.
You have $9.
One more time. Okay. She's done with us. No more of that.
All right. So who do we call next, then, Milkman? Any ideas? Do you want to try the?
All right.
We got some numbers from Lonesome Loser. We've exhausted these submissions with the exception of Charlie Patton. Do you have his new phone number, Mr. Milkman?
I sent it to you already. You don't have it still.
Today you sent it in to me.
Let me find it in the archive.
Okay. Look for that right away. Right away, sir. Right away. We have a request to call that, so maybe we will.
98.6 ML.
Okay, and we're back, everybody. Sorry about that. We lost you, and now we have you again. Thanks for hanging in there with us. PCU is back. PCU is back. As well as a Madhouse Radio Show. We are back. We were talking, Milkman, about calling who now? Did we say yet? Oh, yeah, I do have a one last number here that was submitted to us via the email service, which you can do also if you'd like to send us a request for a prank call. You can do that at madhouselive.com and do so. This one is for Joe, who is a big wrestling fan, a wrestling Yankee fan, and a Blink-182 fan. Blink-182, what music, have, what songs have they done? Athena, do you know? I don't know. I've heard of them, but I mean, like, I know they're... I can't think of any, yeah, either. I know I don't have any of their music. I'm pretty sure. Let me do a quick search. What's that? I can't believe I said the things I said when I was drunk. No, yeah. I was. That wasn't them? Well, they were running naked in the street, I thought. Yeah. When the video starts where they're running naked in the street?
Yeah.
I thought that was that song. No, it's not, huh? I'm not going to sing it either. I don't know which one it is. That's why I'm not going to sing it. So we tried. I want to thank out there Fingers, Pete Fingers, who's on Google here talking with me. I learned about Fring.com by your deal, listening to, looking at your status. That's really cool. I'm able to use Google Talk on my cell phone now. It's really awesome, man. So thanks for hooking me up with that. You didn't know it, but you helped me out in a way. So thank you. Most people have no idea what I'm talking about right now, so just deal with it. Anyway, Milkman, we're going to call the wrestling fan, all right? Also a Yankee fan and a Blink-182 fan who hates being proved wrong. So let me see if I can prove him wrong about something.
Hello?
All right. How you doing, Joseph?
Hey, good.
Hey, man. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you saw this Terminators come through the wall, man, what would you do?
If I saw a Terminator come through the wall, I don't know. I mean, first I'd be like, oh, shit, Arnold? But then I'd be like, oh, fuck.
No, I'm not talking about the Arnold. I'm talking about the exoskeleton, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, yeah. That shit would fucking scare the hell out of me.
That would be creepy, right, man?
Yeah.
Can you imagine just those Terminators coming through the wall, man?
Yeah, right.
And then Arnold will come in. He'd be like, get down.
I know.
No, no, he didn't. No, that's bullshit. He couldn't see through the sunglasses, man. It would mess up with the old 80s technology, man.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but he would say get down.
Yeah.
But I think he would fail in his mission.
Oh, really?
And I think all mankind is doomed, man.
I don't think so.
I do, man. I don't think the Terminators can be stopped, man. It's gonna happen eventually.
Nah, I think John Connor would lead the resistance to victory.
I heard that John Connor sucked dick.
He didn't suck dick.
Yeah, he did. He was a fag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the real John Connor sucked dick.
Ah.
He got caught sucking dick by the Terminator.
Yeah?
Like, there was this big peace accord between the Terminators and John Connor.
Yeah.
And then they caught John Connor sucking dick, and they're like, John Connor's a gay.
And what?
Yeah, just...
Connor's gay.
He's a gay.
Ah.
Yeah, because, you know, the Terminators, they don't understand emotions.
Yeah.
They don't understand love of a man and a man. They barely understand the love of a man for a woman, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how we beat them, is with love.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so let your children know, okay? Let them know the Terminators are coming.
All right.
Get down. I'll be back.
That was perfect. I don't understand what that was all about. I played the Terminator music for him and everything, Milkman. How about that? That was fun.
That was good.
Whatever that was. Who is Cronus? Carlutus says, call him depressed about Cronus' death. Who's that? Cronus? Who died? Cronus died? Who's Cronus? Clay, who's Cronus, man? Cronus, the god of time? Isn't that who Cronus is, man? I'm scared now. I don't know Cronus was dead.
Oh.
Man, what do we do without time, man?
Carlito, checking your cheese off. I sent you
Charlie Patton. All right, Charlie Patton. You all know the story of Charlie Patton. Yeah, you all know the story of Charlie Patton. I don't need to repeat it. I will not repeat it. I'm sure you all know by now.
All of you, Charlie Patton, stay tuned for the next exciting installment right here in the Madhouse.
Yeah. Someone on AOL saying that they were having trouble listening to us on Linux. I apologize. I guess the show is not Linux friendly. I'm sorry. We'll just make sure that you're using Wine. And remember, Wine is not an emulator. You Linux users out there will understand what I'm talking about. So that goes out to Rent a Coder, Brian.
Just quit whining.
Yeah, just quit. That's what you get for using Linux there, buddy boy. Anyway, we're going to call Charlie Patton, everybody. Charlie Patton, all right, coming up next. We're going to congratulate him on his winning the best prank call of the year.
I don't think Charlie's going to answer Mr. Man Milk. Only the real, real steel can deal with me, and the rest can't fuck with E. I'm a motherfucking
loke, and my name is... He definitely was on the phone within the last 10 minutes, so he's
really?
Definitely there, and he's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet. I'm going to give him two more rings here before we move on. It's starting to get late. We got about another 10 minutes worth of show here.
Actually, retry it and make sure you dialed the right number.
Yeah, I did the one that's on the ID. It's the same one that you gave me. He's just not answering. He might see a blocked number. He's not going to answer it. Hang on, let me turn this off here.
But it shouldn't be a blocked number. Your number should come up as a New York number.
Is that how it works?
A real nigga
yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's okay. Let's try to call this Sum Yum Guy restaurant in Miami Beach. Hey, Milkman. Milkman. Milkman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you give out the information for the PCU chat room real quick, the server for the IRC, if you don't mind?
Radio.bindns.org. PCU radio.bindns.org. NDNS.org.
Good work, thank you.
Okay, this restaurant is closed. We will now turn them off. Sorry, Eric, it took so long to get to that. Next week.
We will try that again next week, Mr. Eric. But thank you for listening, brother.
Yo, these niggas can't breathe when I come to home to some shoes. Gotta be 20, man. It's not even funny. They can't. The choco's too tight. The left looks too right. You know what? You right.
Okay, so we've tried Charlie Patton. We've tried all the requests on the email side, so we're going to kill those out right there. Actually, no, I think we got another email request here. Let me check that out here.
Excuse me.
Oh, man, I'm tired. Oh, man, I'm going to have to end the show soon. I'm getting tired. I got a big day tomorrow. Big early day tomorrow, Milkman.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. Wah, I'm tired. Wah.
I'm retired.
Kronos, Clay is reporting that Kronos was a former ECW wrestler and member of the tag team The Eliminators. I got into the early ECW when it first became big, you know, back when they had that guy with the head and all that, but that's about the time I got out of wrestling. It was a little childish for me, despite the fact that my name is Carlito on the show.
Wasn't
that's my character's name.
Wasn't that like during the days of the formation of the WWSWF?
Oh, WWSWF? Don't think I remember that, man. Is that a joke or is that you being serious?
Worldwide Snake Wrestling Federation.
No. I have no idea what that is. Is that a joke?
Snake wrestlers.
Snake wrestlers? Yeah. Hey, man, you
don't know what a snake wrestler is?
No, but you ever seen those people who they go to church and they dance with snakes? You know how I'm talking about?
I got a snake that needs some wrestling.
That's gay. Don't be gay. Hey, man, there's anything wrong with gays. You ever see those Christians who believe they dance with those snakes? You know what I mean? They dance with snakes, like rattlesnakes, and they believe
oh, yeah.
that...
Oh, the holy rollers, right?
Is that what
they... really freaked out, like, just two... All Pentecostals.
They're Pentecostals. They dance with snake, like rattlesnakes in their hands, and they say that God will keep them safe from the rattlesnake because the rattlesnake is the devil, and And if they get bit by the rattlesnake, they won't die.
Similar, it's something similar to this because actually I know people participated in that. And what is there's a verse in the Testament that says,
"Milkman, speak up a little
bit. People take up snakes, and their faith will protect you from the bite of the snake and better." So the concept is we'll grab a snake, and our faith is so strong that we will not be bitten and killed by the snake, which is not always the case. Some of them do die from their bites.
Well, apparently they say if they do die from the bite, it's God wanting to take them. You know what I mean? It's God's will that they go to heaven.
Something to that effect.
Yeah. Craziness, right? Yeah. God, man. Forget that. Dancing with rattlesnakes, that's not for me. I hate snakes. I'll kill a snake if I see one. If I saw one right
but
now, I'll kill him.
Everybody out there that, you know, that snake wrestling, you know, used to watch WWF, WWF, you know, where they wrestle snakes there regularly.
Okay. Cool.
Moving right along.
Ted says there's a strange thing happening. Ted says there's strange things happening on his network. I hope everything's okay, Ted. We lost PCU there briefly for some weird reason, and the chat room died too. Why do you do that? Why would you do that,
man? I think so, man.
Why would you do that? Why would you fart?
There
what was
that is something crazy going on in the network.
Yeah, I guess so, Milkman. Thank you for ruining the show again. Okay, we have
I think it was a sound effect.
Yeah, I guess so. Randolph says that he's sending in a number. I'm sorry. The Reverend is sending in, not Rev, but the Reverend is sending in a number for the biggest tool in the world, and he deserves to hurt, make him cry. He writes scripts for TV shows like Star Trek Enterprise. Isn't that show canceled? Okay, so I guess he's an asshole. Yeah, we might get to him in a moment, don't worry. I really think we're not going to be able to get too many prank calls here after this next last one here. I would like to call one more number here from Lonesome Loser, since he did spend some time confirming numbers tonight. We have the Uncle Hoser's Bait and Tackle. This was confirmed about an hour ago, though, and that was in Texas. I don't know if they're going to be open there. Or the Yuck Wah Restaurant here. Let's try to call the Yuck Wah Restaurant here and wrap it up for the night. All right, folks? Sorry, Nunu, but we're kind of conferenced out for the night, brother. But we had a good time with the conference. You know, we did the turd thing. That's cool. You know. He says that we should offer them a complimentary bottle of champagne and a free slave. Okay, fine. I'll do that. Fine. I will pick one at random here.
That's the spirit.
All right. I'm going to call Lonesome Loser's number here, the restaurant. In the meantime, you give me a number, or rather a person at that conference that you want me to ask the slave question to. You tell me who. You pick your victim for that. Nunu, tell me in the chat room or in the I am who, and we will go from there. So here we go with the next prank call of the night. Just a moment, folks.
Grocer, can I
help you? Hey, is this the restaurant of shit?
Excuse me?
Is this the restaurant and shit?
Restaurant shit?
The restaurant and shit.
And shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the restaurant shit. I'm looking for the restaurant shit. This is it?
Yuck Wah Restaurant, not Yuck Wah and shit.
I didn't say shit. Why are you talking? Who is this? Who's your manager?
Yuck Wah Restaurant.
That's what I said. Who is it? What's your name?
Cindy.
And your caller ID, please?
Caller ID?
Your agent ID.
Excuse me?
Are you in the business of saying bad words to people who call and make orders?
No, I thought that's what you were saying, so I wasn't sure.
Ma'am.
I repeated what you said.
I go to Buddhist temple every week. Why would I say something like that?
Okay, so did you want to order takeout? Because I have to check if you can order for to-go or not.
Yeah, I need an order for takeout, but I'm not going to take out if you're going to put stuff in the food the way you're talking. Are you the kind of place to put stuff in the food?
No.
You have dirty mouth. Maybe you have dirty hands and dirty food. Who's the owner? Hello? She's so offended. Let me try to call her back.
Please enter your...
Hey, you want me to help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the restaurant and shit? Hello?
What'd you say?
I'm looking for the restaurant. I'm trying to make an order. Some girl was saying the bad words to me.
Already,
yes.
Are you in order now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I need a poo-poo platter.
Huh?
Excuse me, sir. I don't appreciate you calling. If you're going to order a poo-poo platter, okay? Mommy,
What happened there?
Oh, man. They got mad about that one. Damn, they felt the spirit, Milkman.
What the heck?
I don't know. You heard how mad they got over there? They imploded. Shit. Well, let me try to get a replay on that. Hang on. Just a moment, folks. That was kind of fun.
Diapers.
Hey, you want me to help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the restaurant and shit? Hello?
What'd you say?
I'm looking for the restaurant, trying to make an order. Some girl was saying the bad words to me.
Already?
Already, yes.
Are you in order now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I need a poo-poo platter.
Huh?
Poop.
If you're going to order poo-poo.
Can't hear the audio.
Mommy, cut the line.
Cut that poo-poo.
Mommy, cut the line.
Good job talking over that, Milkman. Appreciate that, as always.
I can't hear it, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you can't hear
ding
it.
Dong.
Ding dong, bitch. Everyone else heard it, except for you.
You gotta tell me what the hell is going on here in your crazy-ass madhouse.
You didn't hear it.
I'm 86 freaking years old.
No one else heard it, either, man. All right.
All right, I want you to play that Manchester Woman call again. That was definitely worth it.
I can't now because in the it's in the past. I will later, next week. I'm gonna definitely have to get that. Know what I mean? Okay, so we're gonna call.
We gotta submit that to Ted for the stream.
Yes, that was she went ballistic. She went ballistic. Okay, let's call this guy. The biggest tool in the world, apparently, this guy here who's a tool. I'm told he's a tool, so we will call him for being a tool. Let me see if I can find his name here. His name is Randolph Vance, and he deserves to be hurt and made to cry, and he likes scripts. Ask him if they can include raping his mom's eye socket in the script, because that's really hot right now on TV. Wow, that's dirty. Okay. All right, well, here comes Randolph Vance, everybody. Randolph Vance.
Satan cell phone. Satan speaking.
Hey, may I speak with Randolph?
Yes, I'm sorry. This is Zeke.
This is Randolph? Hello?
This is Zeke.
Hi, sir?
Hi. I'm still here.
Hi, Randolph. Hi, my name is Jack Valenti.
Jack Valenti?
Yeah, I'm calling you from Paramount. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sir. You have a script here that was floating around for, I believe you submitted it for the old Enterprise show?
No, actually it was for Voyager.
For Voyager?
I believe so.
We had it in the Enterprise, but maybe that's what the confusion was, sir. This was several years ago, I believe, right?
Yes, it was.
I don't know if you're aware that we're working on a compilation movie with a crew from Voyager, DS9, and a possible appearance with Leonard Nimoy for the next feature film.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well that's the case, and we came across your script here in the pool of about 15 of them, and
seriously?
It's
seriously, you found that after all these years?
Yes, sir. We keep all our scripts. That's a promise that we made to Gene Roddenberry before he passed away in the 90s.
Wow. I'm actually impressed. This was a script. It got turned into the Enterprise folder for some reason?
If for some reason it was an Enterprise bin. I don't understand what's going on here. There's been a lot of confusion here ever since ever since Voyager got canceled. You understand? It was a really big mess here that Rick Berman started.
I apologize for when I answered the phone. I saw it says private on my cell phone, and I didn't realize that it would be you guys calling. Oh my gosh. Wow, you actually read the script? What did you think of it?
It's great, sir. Actually, we're thinking about possibly utilizing it here for an upcoming feature film. But you need to have some serious revisions in it, because we actually need to incorporate some of the members from Deep Space Nine. We're thinking of Riker will probably be the captain.
Mm-hmm. I understand, yeah. Okay.
And, again, Leonard Nimoy will probably be in it as well, sir, as an ambassador. If that's okay with you, what we're trying to do is see if you're available this weekend to come down here.
I'm actually I work in Lexington, Kentucky. It would be a little hard for me to get there, but
We're willing to fly you out here. We're actually going to be meeting in Vegas, sir. We've got you with the we've narrowed it down to five other contenders along with you. To be honest with you, you're the leader. You're the front runner. This is the most well put script here that I've seen since the Next Generation days, sir. As far as fan submitted scripts are, I don't understand why this got passed over.
Honestly, one of the little tricks that I learned, I went to Script City when the last time I was in Los Angeles was like 1991.
Okay.
And I went to Script City and I actually bought a used script from one of the Q episodes from Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that as kind of a template, and I saw how you were treating the Q character, you know, when he was in his French Marshal outfit, or when he was dressed as an admiral. You would always have, like, his different costume in kind of the parentheses. Does that make sense to you, right?
Kind of, just, yeah, we got that, kind of, yeah.
And I kind of used that, it was the Voyager script, wasn't it?
Yes.
Platoon 233, wasn't it?
That's the one, sir, yes, sir, absolutely.
My God, you know, I had lost that in my computer hard drive, and I wasn't sure if I was ever going to see that again or not.
Are you able to catch a flight? Tomorrow, I know it's going to be Friday here. But we kind of like to put you up here in the Bellagio, and you know, like I said, it's going to be at the convention hall. We're going to have four other people here. Hopefully, they make it. If not, I honestly think you're going to be signed aboard here. We definitely need to get you on payroll. The best thing to do is do you have a passport or a social security card that we can get a copy of for the W-9, so we can get that process started.
Believe it or not, I just got my passport today.
Oh my goodness!
Just arrived today.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I was concerned that, you know, I was getting ready to travel to Europe in November.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know if I was going to get my passport in time, but wow. Listen, can I get a number to call you back at? I'm kind of at work right now, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the line is, you can reach me at 888.
888, okay.
278. 8509. Oh, jeez, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard kind of a static.
Yeah, we're having a bad connection issue, sir. Again, that's 888-278-8509.
888-278-8509. And what was your name again? I'm sorry?
Jack Valenti.
Jack Valenti.
With Paramount.
Okay.
Okay, now it's...
Relation to the famous Jack Valenti, who was the...
My father. He died earlier this year, yes, sir.
My condolences on that.
Of course, sir. Of course. Okay, sir. Well, you know, we may have to cancel this gig for this weekend. If not, what I'll do is I'll try to contact you during the week.
Okay.
It might have to be next Thursday that I call you again, but what we'll do is we'll set up another date at that point.
Okay. Have you... Listen.
Yes.
Do you have an email address that I could reach you at?
Let me see if I can get that for you here, sir, just a moment.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Valenti, V-A-L-E-N-T-I.
V-A-L-E-N-T-I.
@paramount.com.
@paramount.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one second, hold on. Had to write that down just to make sure I have that. Okay, that's Valenti @paramount.com. That's 888-278-8509.
That's correct.
Okay, well, gosh, I just don't know what to say. I'm kind of stunned that, you know, you guys still have that script on file after all these years. I thought, I remember there was the one character that the Seven of Nine had when she was in the holodeck. Her name, the name that I'd given to her was Irene Hansen. I think you remember that from the script.
Yeah, it's there, yes, sir.
Yes, actually, what I had done is I had written that script the week of February in 2000, and I had personally hand-delivered this script to Adam Carolla from Adam and Dr. Drew.
I know him.
Oh, that's how he got it to you then, I guess.
I don't know if that's what it was. Yeah, Adam was here recently, but it must have been here for much longer than that, sir. I don't...
Yeah, because he used to have, like, the actors
TCU
from
or
on a radio show. And I thought that it would be kind of fun to have Adam appear as a guest star on Voyager, and how he would, you know, all the names basically of the holodeck characters were from my family. They were all from my relatives. The characters from the holodeck 41 Pearl Harbor scenario.
Oh, okay, right.
That was where I had drawn the names. I was kind of drawing a little bit. None of them actually had really served in Pearl Harbor, but I was kind of, you know, poetic license. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I understand, sir. I, you know what? I think, that, honestly, this is marked. It has a Corolla on it now that I'm looking at the script.
Uh-huh.
It looks like, I think Adam brought this in probably around the time where his whole deal, when he was, I think, was this around the time he was passing on the Loveline deal going into his own thing? With Comedy Central, I believe. So that's probably what it was, sir.
Yeah, and when I'd seen the Voyager episode, Author, which was about a year and a half later, and I heard Seven of Nine mention that she had an aunt living back on Earth named Irene Hansen, it was like I felt like, oh my God, they actually had read the script almost. Or that was just an amazingly bizarre coincidence. Something to where, you know, they said, well, we couldn't use your script, but we'd like to consider it, you know, that we did read it and we thought it was nice, and here's one of the little things is that, you know, the name Irene Hansen will now be remembered, you know, in a way.
All right.
I'm just nervous as hell right now.
Don't be nervous, my friend, don't worry. I'm gonna see if I can get Adam to come also. I know Jimmy as Mr. Kimmel has also been very interested in doing something here soon. We've kind of passed on Matt Damon, but we're thinking to try to get a bigger star here this time around. Nothing like Scott Bakula, nothing like that. We're gonna go. We kind of need to reinvent correctly the franchise. You understand?
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, I hear so much talk about this new movie and others thinking, well, it's not going to be so great. But I think there might be some potential to it. I'm not sure, but, you know. So you're thinking about having Riker as the captain and Leonard Nimoy as Spock, returning as Spock, presumably.
Yeah,
as ambassador.
That's right. And we may have something where they go back in time with Nimoy, with Spock. And Sulu is the captain, perhaps, of the Excelsior still. We have a lot of different things we're trying to do. But I think I hate to say we're going to hash up your script, but we might build off of your script a little bit, so.
Well, there's always potential. And I think there could be some potential if it's time travel scripts. You could always throw Q into it. You know, I've always thought that the Trek movies kind of needed to go back to a comedy movie. Because the Star Trek II was a very good dramatic movie. Star Trek III was a very good dramatic movie. But it just kind of got to where they needed to lighten the mood with four. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then five kind of fizzled. But six, you know, really got back into the dramatic spirit, and then, you know, they just never really got back to the comedic formula. And I always thought that they should bring Q for a movie. And here's one little idea that I was toying with, and that was to have Q and his son Q, the new one, take Captain Janeway to the one place in the universe that she had never been to. A Star Trek convention. So the idea would be that he would swap places with the actors and the actresses who played on Voyager, put them on the real Voyager, and they're all going, okay. what do we do now?
Exactly. Well, yeah, imagine that. They go back the time to an actual convention. That'd be craziness.
Yeah, and then Q and his son Q run into John DeLancey and DeLancey's son, and there's kind of an odd moment where they're all looking at each other, and Q and his, or DeLancey and his son say, okay, I think we're going to leave now.
We'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of stuff we can do. We're going to move this into something out of style.
I had also been toying with the idea of not necessarily a Trek movie, but kind of a Trek-themed movie, and that was one called Kapla, which is the Klingon word for success.
Of course, yeah, Kapla.
And what it would be about would be, I've heard that there are actual NSA agents whose job it is to translate stuff from English into Klingon.
To Klingon.
And back again.
Right, so
they
I've heard.
They have to do this because of the potential that, you know, Klingon might be misused.
Used as a way for terrorists to communicate, yes.
Exactly, right.
We're aware of it.
So the idea would be that a high-ranking general decides, okay, well, we're going to conduct a little war games exercise. We're going to divide this team of six into two teams of three. One of them has to conduct a mock attack in Klingon, and the other one has to try and stop them.
Might work.
And it would be kind of a comedy. You could throw Will Ferrell into it as an unknowing sheriff who's like, "What are you doing here?" You know.
Well, what about the idea of Klingons and Al Qaeda working together, and the Federation and the A team.
Mr. Valenti, I'm sorry. Can you hold on for just 1 second? I'm at work right now. Hold on. Just 1 second.
Well, I have to go, brother.
Okay, hold on.
God, this guy. Where does this guy work?
Okay, I'm sorry about this, sir. I'm at work right now. I'm doing my job, and I have to answer the phone. I work as a night manager on a racetrack.
Oh, a racetrack?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a fine store establishment, sir. Good price on cigarettes. I quit. After what happened to my father, I had to quit.
I understand that. You know, my father, you know, he still smokes, and I try to tell him, you know, you got to quit these things. It's like, well, it's too tough. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, brother. Look, we need to get going here. It's late here in the West Coast. I'm sure it's even later where you are, possibly.
Yeah, it is. It's almost about... It's 12:40 right now, so yeah, I guess you got it going. Well, Mr. Valenti, I will go ahead and send you an email,
and
we can be in touch. I can try to get out there probably sometime next week, hopefully.
Okay. Feel free to call me if the email doesn't go through. You have my number there. Just ask for Mr. Valenti. If I don't answer, it might be my associate. Ask for Jack. They know, they're aware that you might be calling. I'm thinking by next Thursday at the latest, we'll have your flight information already, and we'll get you. We're probably going to meet in Vegas next weekend, and, you know, it'll be on us. We'll get you some chips. I don't know if you're a gambling man yourself, sir, but...
No, actually, I kind of try to stay away from that, you know. I'm not really too big into gambling. I would lose too much, and I kind of stay away from that, and I just focus more on writing instead.
Well, that's good. That's beautiful.
888-278-8509.
That's right. That's correct.
Valenti@paramount.com.
That's correct, sir.
Well, Mr. Valenti, thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm just impressed that you all still had that script on file.
Well, yeah, like I said, with Gene, we wanted to save everything. He was like a brother to me and my father.
I toyed with the idea of writing script, you know, for Enterprise, and it would have been called The Eagle. It was the idea that when NASA jettisoned the Apollo 11 lunar module, they sent it off into deep space, and the Enterprise crew would retrieve it like 150 years later, and the end scene would have the Apollo 11 lunar module right next to the original command module, kind of the new exhibit at the Smithsonian Air Museum.
Okay.
So there were lots of ideas that I had, but, you know, I just...
There's a lot to work with.
I never got to work with. I really poured my heart and soul into that Adam Carolla script, and I'm, wow. You know, if he is going to be out there this weekend or next weekend.
Next weekend.
Wow, you know, I'll just tell him that I owe him since, you know, for this, you know.
Hopefully, sir. Well, hey, have yourself a great weekend. We will talk soon.
Thank you. Thank
all right, brother. Much, goodbye. Okay.
Oh, damn it, Milkman. That guy won't stop talking, will he, man? Yeah, we lost internet here again. I think there's a problem with Comcast altogether because Ted has Comcast.
There it is.
Huh? Ted's losing his connection.
Okay.
We lost our connection at the same time.
Okay.
A bunch of idiocy.
Back together now.
I guess there's some other people who are also reporting they have.
As a matter of fact, take a look in your G Talk.
In my G Talk? What's going on in my G Talk?
Your J Talk. I'll send you some information.
Aunt Rosie Family Friend. Yeah, Rosie. On Rosie Castle and Shaw. Was this Bay Tuesday at the Face Clinic? Yeah, Milkman, I gotta go to sleep. I have to be at work in like 6 hours, man. I can't stay up any longer. I wish I could.
We'll talk to you. Be nice to Aunt Rosie.
I know, but I can't. I gotta go to bed, man. It's time. I gotta be up in about 5 hours to be at work in 6 hours, man. So it's not gonna work.
You don't need any more beauty sleep. You're already engaged.
No.
It'll take you 10 minutes to talk to Aunt Rosie, and we'll round out our show.
I'm going to sleep. I'm leaving. I'm cutting off the show. Now's your time to say goodbye to everybody.
Wah.
Here's your chance. Say goodbye to everybody now. Say your goodbyes.
Yeah.
Hello. Look,
check
man.
It out.
See, going one.
Whoa. Call Aunt Rosie.
Okay, I'm going to mute you since you're not listening to me. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. This has been Madhouse Radio. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser, everybody who sent in a number. Who are you all? Again, did we lose the fucking stream again, dude? No, we didn't. Stream is still up for now. We lost the stream earlier. You missed half of that call, but for the most of you, you got the gist. This guy is really into meeting Jack Valenti's son, who apparently is me. That's funny. He's the first person to actually recognize who Jack Valenti was. Out of all the times I've given out that name, that's too funny. Someone actually pays attention to the industry. Imagine that. Imagine that, Milkman, huh? Imagine that. Are you there, Milkman? Milkman.
Oh.
Okay. Milkman, this is your last chance to say your goodbyes to everybody before we end the show. Going once, going twice.
Your goodbyes.
Okay.
That's it. They love all you. Up there, we'd like to thank Bev, your wonderful contributions to Comedy Telephone Improvisation with your wonderful Frank on the Ground Network. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Ted Webb, you are the man.
Tedder's Webbers. Thank
That's
you.
That's right.
Yes,
we'd
ma'am.
Like to thank all our other friends out there, brothers, fellow hosts on their shows, Dr. Lego. Due to return for a special makeup show from half dozen times ago, possibly this Saturday.
I don't know.
Stay tuned. Some new action.
We'll see if it happens.
And we are going to see something from Mr. Ted. I am going to offer up an international card to some of our premier calling hosts out there. So expect some more international calls later on.
Hell yeah. Is Ted on? Do we know if is Ted going to be on tomorrow or not? Any idea? Ted,
it
let
is
us
not 100% confirmed, but Ted, as you listen to this, type in the room, I'm almost positive. He has not been able to make it for the last two, and he's not mentioned it yet, so I am almost certain. Look for Ted.
Yeah, look for Ted. Well, he'll let us know here in a moment. We'll let you know before we sign off here in a second. If Ted,
That's
I'm sure
right.
he will be. If not, he'll be on next Friday.
And I will share the international calling card number with him and those that may want to utilize that service. And we may have a good old weekend. It's been a lonely week here for the last couple weeks. But God bless you all, the listeners. And thank you for sticking with us here. Madhouse Radio, because we love you. All about you.
All that.
You, our listeners.
You, bitches. It's all about you.
That's right. The most interactive show right here on PCU. You can get to us anywhere. And we give you our time, and we give you the dime. All you got to do is just click in and say hello. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Right.
And thank you to our fearless leader, the General Lissimo, the leader of the militia, the Madhouse Carlito.
Right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks, Nunu, for sending in those numbers to the convention. We had fun with that. Thank you to Lonesome Loser, we said already. Thank you for that. Anybody who sent in a... we had several submissions on the email side for the for pranks that we received of the prank request. So thank you, everybody. Rev Prona and all you cats out there. We did the best we could with your submissions. Eric as well said, hey, do stuff. We said yes. You said yes. And we did that for you. Ted says, yes, he will be on tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ted Webb tomorrow. Look for some international cards. Definitely, I will send you an international card to utilize your comedy demonstrations there, Mr. Ted Webb.
That's right. And, of course, Lego will be on perhaps Sunday. If not, he'll be on next Wednesday. We'll be back here next Thursday.
You mentioned Saturday.
No, I didn't.
Stay tuned and look at this chat room often because we will update it as soon as we have a confirmation.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll just be tuned and you'll find out.
Remember, live nights on PCU. Live nights on PCU. Live nights on PCU.
Live nights on PCU. Anyway, we're going to sign off for now. We'll be here next week again. Thank you, everybody who listened. Stay tuned for Phil Henry on the Madhouse Radio Network, and we'll be signing off for the time being. Catch you next week. Later, Milkman. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, my brother, and thank you so much for your contribution. Sweet kisses. We love you. Me and Ben, 5 minutes. Yeehaw!
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck
Why don't you
the fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just die, because that one died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.